years ago, I had a cat, Zorro, and had the face mask, everything like Zorro. Black and white, about 25-pound cat, huge thing. Followed me everywhere, sat on my head at night, did everything. A few years back, probably about 15 years now, I went to camp, and he went to go live with my brother because my mom was moving, and he didn't make it through the summer. He got poisoned somehow. So hearing about this and hearing about my cat, you know, of course, I was heartbroken. But when I got back from the summer, I had all these issues, and me and my mom didn't get along a lot. And I would used to sneak out of my house at night and just walk hours, go anywhere, you know, do anything. Didn't actually even get into trouble, do any drugs, anything like that, nothing, just walk. Go in the woods, do whatever I felt like. Every night, he would be following me, though. I would see him, his shadow, every night behind me for the next 10 years. Now, fast forward 10 years or so, my brother-in-law, not from this, but from my first marriage and stuff, had passed away. And so we had gone with my in-laws at the time to see a medium about a few months after he passed, because a lot of funny things were happening and everybody was quite upset still. And she just looked at me and said, you know, Zorro always talked to you. You're just too stupid to listen. And I said, I know, and I remember. And then still to this day, if something happens or something like that, my cat, if I'm walking by myself or something, out of the corner of my eye, I'll still see him slink by or feel him on my head at night, something. There will always be somebody there.